the basic instructions. Starting from the beginning and throughout the retreat, strategies and methods in Vipassana meditation will be given so that you acquire the basic knowledge of the techniques involved. This will be followed by an orientation to the intensive retreat situation as one adjusts and settles in, which includes advice on how to act in the intensive retreat environment. Then it is important that the meditator understands the practice in its context. So a frame of reference is necessary in the form of a framework for the practice as given by the Buddha in his teaching, the Satipatthana Sutta, or the Four Establishments of Mindfulness. As we go through the retreat, further instructions will be given both during personal interviews and in the morning instruction sessions. In the evening talks, I will elaborate on the teachings based on the text, enough anyway to give you an overview of the practice. Added to this will be instructions on loving-kindness meditation to help support and enhance the practice. There are three areas of practice: sitting, walking, and daily activities. In sitting, where the primary focus is on the rise and fall movement of the abdomen, switching to secondary objects such as pain, sensation, thinking, mind states, etc., as they arise. The walking is investigating movement as the component parts of the steps in walking are noted and known in fine detail. Daily activities are maintaining clear knowing of all body movements and postures with the support of mental noting throughout the day's activities. If you are able to link these three areas of practice together, the benefit is that it creates an unbroken thread of awareness throughout the day that will bring the momentum that is needed to deepen the practice. The technique of mental noting. A useful device to support meditative attention is naming or labeling the various objects as you investigate your own body and mind experience. Used judiciously, the noting is done by repeatedly making a mental note of whatever takes your attention in your body and mind. For example, feeling, feeling, thinking, thinking, touching, touching, etc. This is a powerful aid to help establish attentiveness, especially at the beginning of the practice, when it is vital to systematically note or label as much as possible to establish the attention. Otherwise, it is possible to get lost in unnoticed wanderings with long periods of inattention. If the noting becomes mechanical or is so clumsy that it is interfering with the subtle attention, then one needs to do it more lightly. When noting, 90% or more of the effort should go into being with the experience of the object, the rest in the labeling. Only when you have succeeded in sustaining the attention and the awareness has matured can the mental noting be dropped. Having acquired the ability to monitor your experience with just bare attention, you will need to return to the mental noting only when the attention weakens, is lost, or needs to be re-established. The mental noting can be combined with the practice of orientating to a sense door by the naming or just being aware of physical and mental objects as they arise during a sense impression. This practice also helps with the restraint of the senses. Be careful not to analyze what is being observed. Just register or note it without reaction, or be aware of the reaction itself. The instructions for sitting meditation. The first step is to find a balanced sitting posture. You should be relaxed, yet your spine should be straight with its natural curve. You may have noticed how a 5-year-old sits up in a balanced way without effort. allow your head to balance freely on the spine, checking that it is not pulled back or fixed. Allow your chin to drop so that your eyes and ears are at about the same level with the face relaxed. If sitting on the floor, use cushions so that your knees are below your hips and in contact with the floor. Or else use a chair with a firm base. Slumping only increases the pressure on the legs and discomfort in the back. Check that your breathing is free and easy. Any restriction indicates a fixed posture. Turn your awareness to the parts of your body which contact the cushion, floor or chair, softening onto the supporting surfaces. It is useful to spend 5 minutes scanning the entire body, part by part, in order to relax each individual region. Note that there's no such thing as perfect posture, and postural aches will come and go as a natural part of the unfolding practice. One's posture can never be 100%. It is more important to concentrate on the meditation process in hand rather than trying to achieve a perfect posture. If pain becomes overwhelming or is due to injury, mindful adjusts the posture after noting the various sensations. However, as concentration develops, sensations of hotness, stiffness, and itchiness will arise as part of the contemplation of feelings and sensation, and it is important to note them mindfully without fidgeting. It is important to attend to your posture with wisdom, not insensitive willpower. Posture will improve with time, but you need to work with the body, not use force against it. If you have a lot of pain during a period of sitting, change posture. Sit on a chair, or use a kneeling stool, or even stand up for a while. Checking your posture. Are the hips leaning back? This will cause a slump. The small of the back should remain its natural, unforced curve so that the abdomen is forward and open. Imagine that someone is gently pushing between the shoulder blades, but keep the muscles relaxed. Note and gently release any tension in the neck, shoulder region. Once you have settled into a comfortable, upright, balanced posture, you can begin meditating. Tuning into the primary object. One needs to first bring the attention into the body. To do this, you connect with the predominant touch sensation of hardness or softness from the body's contact with the cushion or chair. This will anchor the attention to the body, especially when assisted by the mental labeling of touching, touching. Stay with the sitting touch point until it is well defined. Then, from the body's touch point, move the attention into the natural rising and falling movement of the abdomen, which is the primary meditation object, making a mental note or label of rising, rising, concurrent with the upward movement, and falling, falling with the downward movement. Make sure, when noting the rise and fall movement of the abdomen, that you are connecting with the airflow and are not merely knowing the conceptual form and shape of the abdomen. One tunes into the specific characteristics in the movement, such as vibration, pressure, etc., the subtle, fine nuances of the movement. Primary and secondary objects. The primary focus in the sitting meditation is the movement caused by the expansion and contraction of the abdomen. This is not to be confused with any breathing practice. Be careful not to interfere with, force, or manipulate the natural movement in any way. Close attentiveness to the internal abdomen movement has to be established and developed by the meditator from the beginning. You will find that secondary objects, such as thinking, body sensations, pain, emotions, mind states, mental images, etc., will take the attention away. Then you must allow the attention to avert to them, mentally noting the secondary objects as best you can without reaction. That is, just registering the arisen secondary objects with bare attention as a witness. After which, one returns again to the rise and fall movement of the abdomen with close attentiveness. It is important to be alert to the specific characteristics of the various experiences under observation. For example, the series of sensations in the movement of the abdomen, or the specific characteristics found in pain, such as heat, throbbing, etc. Maintaining the traditional sitting posture without moving gives the right environmental conditions and allows you to focus intensely and apprehend at a microscopic level the body's elements and the subtle mind events. Maintaining presence during the changeover. At the end of each sitting session, allow for a gentle transition. That is, do not abruptly drop the meditation, but carefully follow through by being aware of unfolding the limbs, noting the release of the pressure in the posture, the movements in standing up and stretching, thereby carrying the practice into the next activity. Take extra care in the travelling between the sitting and the formal walking meditation, noting all of the detailed movements of the body as you move. Try to do this without a break, as by connecting the sitting and walking, it brings continuity to the practice that helps to deepen it. Technique in walking meditation. While meditation is usually associated with the sitting posture, Vipassana meditation exercises are also practiced while walking. The walking exercise is essentially about the awareness of movement as you note the component parts of the steps. Alternating walking meditation with sitting meditation helps to keep one's meditation practice in balance, and the mind fresh and the body relaxed. Walking meditation is a skillful way to energize the practice if the calming effect of sitting is making you dull or you are becoming over-concentrated. Actually, for many experienced insight meditators, it can be the preferred mode, as it is a dynamic meditation that invigorates the practice. You will need to find a level surface from 10 to 15 meters long on which you can walk back and forth. Your arms should hang naturally with your hands lightly clasped in front. Gaze at a point about 2 meters on the floor in front of you to avoid visual distractions. Establish your attentiveness by first noting the standing posture and the touch sensation of the feet at the start of the walking track. Then as you walk, keep the attention on the movement of the foot without identifying with it and not on the leg or any other part of the body. For the first 5 to 10 minutes or so, you can start with noting each step as left, right. Then you can move to noting 4 parts of each step: lifting, pushing, dropping, and touching. Mentally note or label each step part by part, building up until you are noting all 6 component parts: raising, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, and pressing, concurrent with the actual experience of the movements. While walking and noting the parts of the steps, you will probably find that the mind is still thinking. Not to worry. Keep focused on the noting of the steps, so long as the thoughts remain just background thoughts. However, if you find that you have been walking lost in thought, you must stop and vigorously note the thinking as thinking, thinking, thinking until it stops. Then re-establish your attention on the movement of the foot and carry on. Keep the foot soft and relaxed, and be careful that the mental noting does not become mechanical, that you lose the experience of the movement. Try to do a minimum walking period of half an hour and build it up to a full hour. Strategically, it is better to do a walking period before a sitting session, as it brings balance into the practice, especially first thing in the morning, as it loosens stiff muscles, and after mealtimes, as it helps to assist digestion. If you can alternate the walking and sitting sessions without any major breaks, you are developing a continuity of awareness that naturally carries through into the awareness of daily activities. Ongoing awareness of daily activities. For awareness to deepen, continuity, which gives momentum to the practice, must be maintained for at least 2 to 3 hours in the practice day. Continuity arises through careful and precise attention to movements and postures for as long as possible during the routine activities of the day. Again, we use the primary and secondary object strategy to help maintain awareness throughout the day. As you walk about the retreat environment, note or maintain awareness of the steps as you're walking as walking, walking. Then as you stand, standing, standing, or when sitting, 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 or lying down as lying down. That is, noting the four postures as the primary focus. Then as other things take your attention, such as seeing, hearing, thinking, mind states, etc., they become secondary objects. In this way, you can more naturally maintain the present moment-to-moment awareness during daily activities. It is a simple thing to do and is used as a thread of awareness practice from which you can find more detail in the movement as your concentration deepens. You would start from the moment of awakening in bed in the lying down posture and note or be aware of all the touch contacts of the body on the bed. Then as you rise, note the sitting posture as sitting, sitting. Then having got out of bed, you are standing. Note standing, standing. And as you move, note walking, walking. And as secondary objects arise, pay attention to them as well. You can monitor the four main postures throughout the day in this way until the end of the day when you lay down the body to take rest for the night. There is more detail to be found in the posture movements as you make a transition from one posture to another. This will help to maintain the continuity of the attention, which in Vipassana practice is the key to its success. Nothing can be dismissed as unimportant when noting daily activities. Domestic chores, eating, cleaning your teeth. All are good opportunities for the meditator to practice. Repeatedly note any and every movement and activity in order to establish the practice so that it becomes second nature to you to note them in your daily routine. Of course, this is not easy to establish and so requires patience and perseverance, especially in being kind to yourself when you feel frustrated by constant forgetfulness. It can be helpful to reinforce your efforts of being attentive in daily activities by reviewing or taking stock of your mindfulness practice at the end of the day, but without evaluating or making judgments about the practice. Another way is to record your practice in a meditation diary, as the patterns and habits of one's practice will then become apparent to you, and perhaps they will suggest strategies and ways to work with them.